Welcome to your deep dive. We've got a ton of interesting stuff to dig into today. Articles, research, all about fashion image enhancement. It's got me thinking, are we like on the verge of AI fashion models?
Robot runway shows. Not quite yet. But yeah, the line between fashion and tech is definitely getting blurry. Today's deep dive, we're all about how fashion brands, you know, present themselves online. The tech behind those scroll-stopping images.
So less Devil Wears Prada and more like Data Wears Algorithms. Love it.
Exactly. Get ready to decode the tech behind those stunning product shots, the ones that make you click add to cart without even thinking.
You're speaking my language. What's the first game changer we're diving into?
We're starting with AI-powered image editing, a real game changer for brands of all sizes.
Okay, AI image editing. It's everywhere, but what's the big deal? Is it just fancy filters?
Oh, it's way beyond filters. Imagine a brand, right, launching a new collection, maybe 200 pieces. Each image has to be perfect, consistent lighting, on-brand colors, the whole nine yards. AI can handle those tiny adjustments with incredible speed and precision.
That's got to be a lifesaver for busy brands. But is it really that much faster than a human editor?
Okay, imagine removing the background from, say, 200 images manually. Even a skilled editor, we're talking over 16 hours of work. AI, minutes.
Wow, no wonder brands are jumping on this. But what about the quality? Can AI really replicate, like, the human touch?
It's getting incredibly close. AI tools are so sophisticated now they can tackle color correction, retouching, even getting rid of distractions in the background, stuff that used to take hours of meticulous work.
So instead of those tedious edits, human editors can focus on the, I don't know, the artistry.
Exactly. AI is like a super assistant, handling the repetitive tasks so human creativity can really shine through.
Yeah.
And the best part, it's not just for the big guys anymore. Adobe Photoshop's had AI tools for a while, but now you've got Skylum Luminar Neo, Capture One Pro, making these features accessible to smaller studios, independent designers, everyone.
That's fantastic. It's like leveling the playing field design-wise. You don't need a massive budget to look polished and professional anymore.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's a win-win, right? Brands showcase their products beautifully, and customers. They spend less time deciphering blurry photos and more time finding that perfect outfit.
Speaking of seeing clothes in a new light, our next trend takes us from still photos to, well, motion. What's the story with video content taking over the fashion world?
This is where things get really exciting. We're seeing a huge shift from those static product shots to video.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense, right? Seeing a garment move on a real person, the way it flows, it just gives you so much more information than a static image ever could.
Totally. A picture's worth a thousand words. But video, it's like experiencing the clothes firsthand. You get the drape, the texture, how it moves with the body. It adds a whole other dimension to online shopping.
It's part of a bigger trend too, you know? Consumers, especially Gen Z, they crave authenticity. They want to see how things look in real life, not just perfectly posed in a photo.
So it's about more than just aesthetics. It's about transparency, building trust with the customer.
100%. A well-made video, it doesn't just show you a garment. It shows you the brand's personality. Their values, even their sense of humor.
It's like you get to peek behind the curtain, right? And you see the clothes in action. It just feels more relatable.
Exactly. But that doesn't mean brands need, you know, those huge Hollywood production budgets.
All right. Not everyone's got Spielberg on speed dial.
Exactly. Even short videos like those GIFs you see on social media or those quick product demos, they can make a real impact.
It's about strategy, right? Using video to really enhance the customer experience. And speaking of enhancing the experience, our next trend is all about a brand's identity, keeping it cohesive.
So important. You could have the most amazing product photos, the coolest videos, but if they don't, like, fit together, confusing for the customer.
Totally. You don't want your brand to feel like a jumble sale all over the place. A strong look, a consistent one, that builds trust, recognition, right?
100%. Picture this. You're scrolling through Instagram, and boom, a brand's post catches your eye. You know it's them instantly, their colors, the photography style, even the font they use in the captions. That's brand consistency.
And that's not just about looking good. It's good design, period.
Yeah.
Helps customers instantly get what the brand's all about.
Exactly. It's like a visual language, communicating those values, that personality. And that's where style guides come in.
Style guides, for anyone who doesn't know, those are like the rule books for a brand's visual identity.
Exactly. They cover everything, logo use, color palettes, photography style, even the tone of voice they use in all their materials.
So if a brand's all about, say, eco-conscious materials, minimalist design, Their style guide might be all about natural lighting, earthy tones, photo shoots outdoors, that kind of thing.
Exactly. It ensures every image, every video, every piece of content is on brand. It's like having a secret weapon for a really strong, memorable brand.
It's like the difference between hearing a song you love on the radio and then like seeing that band live. Whole other level.
Great analogy. And speaking of next level, let's talk about our next trend. This is about how to keep that brand consistency when you've got like a ton of images to deal with. High volume image editing.
This is where it gets really high tech. High volume image editing with automation. Sounds efficient, but are we losing that human touch?
Think of automation like a super-powered assistant for image editors. Imagine having to resize, I don't know, thousands of images, different platforms, different sizes, doing that manually. A nightmare.
I'm getting a cramp just thinking about it.
Right. An automation tool can do that in minutes, perfectly consistently. Cropping, resizing, even basic color correction, that all gets handled. Frees up the humans for the detail work, the stuff that makes an image really stand out.
Working smarter, not harder, right? Got any real-life examples of how this automation thing actually works?
Sure. Let's say there's a brand launching a new line of shoes. They've got hundreds of images, different models, backgrounds, lighting, the works.
Sound like a visual feast.
Right. And they want to make sure every image has a consistent background, maybe clean and white, so the shoes really pop.
Don't want anything distracting from those fabulous shoes.
Exactly. Now, imagine removing the background from hundreds of images by hand. It would take forever. But with an AI-powered tool, they tell it, basically, get rid of anything that isn't white. The tool. It can process all those images super fast.
That's incredible. So even though it's automated, the brand's look stays consistent.
Exactly. And the best part, all that time saved. It saves money, too. Huge for brands, especially smaller ones.
Amazing how tech can streamline things, but still keep that high level of quality. And speaking of quality, our last trend might seem a little, I don't know, unexpected. How does sustainability fit in with making fashion images look amazing? Seems like those two are miles apart.
Yeah, it does feel a little counterintuitive at first. How do you connect sustainability with like making clothes look fantastic in photos? It's not really about making the images themselves sustainable. It's more about, I guess, using those images to tell a story, to show that a brand is committed to those sustainable practices.
Okay, so like today's shoppers are more aware. They care about where their clothes come from, how they're made, the environmental impact, all of that.
Exactly. And brands are listening, right?
Yeah.
They're trying to weave sustainability into every part of their business,
even
how they enhance those images.
So what does that look like? Are we talking about like more photo shoots outdoors in nature?
That's one way to do it.
Yeah.
Instead of that plain studio background, picture a field of wildflowers, a model in an amazing organic cotton dress on a windswept beach.
It just creates a whole mood, right? And it subtly gets across that message of like, hey, we care about the planet.
Yes. It's about making sure your visuals match your values. And it's not just location, right? Think about the models.
Yeah.
Showing a wider range of body types, ethnicities. It's not just about inclusivity. It's also challenging those old beauty standards that we see in, you know, those heavily retouched images.
It makes a statement without having to say anything.
And then there's the editing itself. Instead of that, I know, that overly perfect airbrushed look, brands are going for something more natural.
So, like, you can actually see the texture of the fabric, maybe a few imperfections here and there.
Exactly. It's about showing off the beauty of the clothes, the materials, in a way that feels real, relatable, not so manipulated.
It's interesting how that works, using all this high-tech stuff to make things look more, I don't know, more natural.
It's a balancing act, for sure. We've got these powerful tools, but it's about enhancing what's already there, not erasing it. And at the end of the day, that's what people connect with.
It's like the difference between getting a handwritten letter and a mass email. That personal touch just hits different.
Love that. It's all about connection, trust, showing the customer that you get them, you share their values.
Well said. We covered a lot today. The mind-blowing speed of AI editing, the surprising link between sustainability and like how appealing an image is. It's fascinating.
It's amazing how these trends are changing, not just how we see fashion, but how we connect with those brands on a whole different level.
It comes down to wanting something real, something genuine. That peek behind the curtain, that human story behind those perfect images. So next time you're browsing online and you see that product shot that just grabs you, remember.
There's a whole lot of creativity, technology, thoughtfulness that went into making that happen.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And on that note, we'll leave you with this. As tech gets even more advanced, as those lines between like real and digital keep blurring, What's our responsibility as consumers? How do we look past the surface and think about the story behind that image?
That's a big question.
It is. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the future of fashion imagery. It's been a blast.